but make yourselves comfortable.
On the corner of Edgewood Avenue in New Haven, Connecticut, you'll find Possible Futures. It's called a neighborhood book space, not a bookstore. There's a difference.
There's something so beautiful about coming into a place where everyone walks in and is greeted with like a hug or a smile or a, even if you don't know the person, it's like, what's your name? And Lauren and everyone who's here is so like gifted at making connections between people. It's a beautiful meeting spot. You always describe it as like a public living room, and it really feels like that.
That's Emmy, a local resident and enthusiastic supporter of Possible Futures. This space is the brainchild of Lauren Anderson.
I'm Lauren. I'm the founder and sort of shepherd of the book space.
There's also bookseller and barista Jada. She can connect customers with some unique reads.
Somebody came in the other day and they were like, I want something like Edgar Allan Poe, but make it Puerto Rican. And I was like, have you read Mariana Enriquez? And then I brought them to our horror section and I got to see all these short stories and they were like, oh my gosh, it's translated. Like, I can get it in Spanish. It brings a lot of joy.
I'm Randy Kaye, WSHU's All Things Considered host and the host of the series Good at Heart. The name was inspired by the famous Anne Frank quote, and it explores the best in all of us. When you walk into Possible Futures, it does feel like a living room. Children in school uniforms sit on the comfy couches and chairs. Sunlight streams in through the front window. Plants grow everywhere. Paintings by local artists decorate the walls. And best of all, there's Sugar. She's the official canine greeter for the book space. And there are books, lots of them. I asked Lauren and Jada why they chose to create this space.
One of the things that I felt super strongly about, and a lot of people in New Haven feel strongly about, is that we have a shortage of public space. Like, we're in a city where our library doesn't get the funding that it needs to be open 7 days a week. And so when we originally opened, we opened on Sundays as a place for people to go to engage in self-education and community conversation around books. And probably the things that have prepared me most to do this work are the work of being a teacher, the work of being a literacy educator, the work of being a teacher educator, and the work of being a good neighbor for a long time in a city that I love.
So I just, to follow up on that, I believe you left a pretty, let's just say steady money job. I don't know how much you made, that's not my business, but you left a steady income to put it all into this bookstore. What said, okay, Lauren, we're gonna do this?
I realized that I didn't want to live my life on a college campus. I wanted to be in my neighborhood, and I wanted to be working for an institution that felt radically public. And it's interesting because I thought about public library, I thought about public going back as a public school teacher. And interestingly, we created something that's technically a business, but we think about it as a publicly owned offering. Like, it doesn't just belong to us, it belongs to anyone who needs to use it for what they want to use it for. And that's kind of how we go about running it.
So, Jada, why are you doing this?
Well, mine's a simple one, because honestly, I think anybody could do what I do. It's just the fact that I love books and I love people. And this space does a really good job of putting an emphasis on both. And so that means that I can go and I can have like a super nerdy, super niche conversation with people that I don't know, because I get to see the books that they bring up to me and I get to ask them, why this one? And the way that their eyes light up, because we are coming together over a shared interest. Mm-hmm. And so many people, I think they don't get those genuine connections very often. I feel like a lot of the times they'll come into a space or a store in which they go in and they go out and it's all about sales. But we really care about people here. It's a way for us to really connect, to smile, to hug, and just be people together.
Who helps you and inspires you?
Who helps me and inspires me? My mom And I know that it's like a cheesy answer, but she's the person that taught me how to view the world. And she's like passionate about, you know, diversity and inclusion, for example. She's passionate about books, reading. She's worked with me through all of my tantrum phases, my like not so pretty phases. Like, she makes sure that she like comes here and she buys books. Her and I found something that we could connect over. So that was my person.
So Lauren, now the same questions. Who helps you or inspires you?
I have an amazing circle of mostly women friends who are just doers of the highest order. My dear friend Babs just finished her second week of law school in her 60s, right? Yeah. These are people that the moss does not grow on, like Ife Michelle Gardeen, founder of Culturally Lit. Also, when things get hard, they're the ones that like hold you up. The time when we moved from the first iteration of the book space to the one that we're in now was really rocky. And like, I got to be in the fetal position for a short amount of time. And then I got like the loving kick in the tush of like, it's actually time to like get up and do what you're supposed to do. So I think it's really that amazing circle of women who are super community minded and who are super committed as lifelong learners. And I don't say that in a trite way. I mean, these are people who are just learning all the time. I take a lot of strength and inspiration from them. And also the space benefits tremendously. Like, we would not exist if it were not for the fact that there is just this, I don't know, it's like a circle of aunties who are connecting people to the space all the time, promoting the space, and also making the space what it is by spending time in it, by loving on it, by contributing things to it, by hosting things here, and just by kind of making it more than the sum of its parts.
Two final questions I like to ask. Is there a particular quote or philosophy that guides you?
It's interesting. It's a quote that's like kind of come to us after we've formed in a way. It's the one that's on the mural outside. That's like, we can make freedom out of what we have. We are blessed with tremendous resources, material resources, human resources, relationships, and that we have the capacity to make the world that we want to live in. It's not the world that we currently have, although there are many beautiful things about it. Mass incarceration is an example of something that we don't want, we don't need. We could rearrange ourselves and those resources in much more humane and loving ways, where all people are allowed to engage in repair, to thrive, to grow, to learn. And so that idea that we are the ones we are waiting for, and we have what we need. We just need space, time, and like the full power of our creativity to activate the world.
Jada, any particular quote or philosophy?
My personal quote that I like made up for myself was, don't be an octopus. And it's coming from the this like the little fact that octopuses are incredibly intelligent, but they're solitary. Their parents leave them when they're young, and so when they interact with the world, they have to figure everything out for themselves. And people will look at their problem solving, their critical thinking, and they'll think if they had learned these things from their parents, that they would be smarter, more capable, almost dangerous. And so my philosophy for that I came up with when I was young is just use the resources that you have. Use the people that you have around you. Like, you are not alone, and you are not the person that is doing this first. So it's like leaning on community. Yes, I know you can figure this out on your own, but why would you struggle to figure it out when there are people around you who are willing to help?
And then you can build on it.
Exactly.
That's the thing. To know that you did it all by yourself is kind of the booby prize of life, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
You know, to acknowledge the shoulders that you're standing on, I think, is a huge thing. So one final question. Just why do you think we're all here on Earth?
To love one another. I'm not sure there's any higher calling than that. Things can pose challenges to that, but like, it's our duty to find our way to like loving relations with other people and with the earth.
I like that.
Mine I get from my mom, and that's to learn, to constantly learn from other people, to learn from our experiences. But whether we've been here before or we haven't, there's always something new. And if you keep your eyes open for it, you'll learn something.
Is the bookstore doing okay? It can't be that easy. Is there anything people need to know about keeping a space like yours alive?
we actually have something called the Book Joy Fund that people can give money to. It's a pay it forward account so that our neighbors, kids and families in the community can shop for free here. We also use those funds to partner with schools that don't have the funds to do certain kinds of events that they want to do around books. We always can benefit from donations. We are doing okay. The math is challenging of a bookstore, period, end of story. And it's especially challenging now given Amazon and everything else. So I would just say the thing people can really do is to shop local and to buy their books from independent bookstores like ours. It's a values choice. It's not going to be as fast, but I always tell people there's no such thing as free shipping. Like, free shipping is getting paid for by a warehouse worker somewhere, and it's getting paid for in the kind of pollution that's ending up in our air and in our water. And so if you shop local, it's a much healthier thing for our local economies and for our environment. And so, you know, please buy books and buy them locally.
That's Lauren and Jada of the Possible Futures Bookspace in New Haven. You can find out more about Possible Futures on our website at WSHU.org.